Praised be Jesus and Mary. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but underneath are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Just have a few notes here to share with you on this gospel passage, because the scriptures go on to warn us a few more times of these false prophets and tell us more about how to recognize them, who they will be. And in fact, St. Peter, the first pope later on, writes that there will be false teachers among you who will introduce destructive heresies and even deny the master who ransomed them, bringing swift destruction on themselves. Many will follow their licentious ways, and because of them, the way of truth will be reviled. These false prophets and false teachers were a real problem in the early church. And St. Peter tells us that they will be among the flock, inside the church, dressed in sheep's clothing sometimes in shepherd's clothing. And from the beginning, that has been happening, that even shepherds can fall into error and can lead others into error. And though we owe our shepherds respect and obedience, we have to be able to recognize their errors and obey in everything except error, follow them in everything except sin. They are not immune from sin, in fact. Excuse me. St. Peter tells us in this passage, recapping it, they will spread these heresies and false teachings, going so far as to even denying the Master, denying our Lord. And they will have a numerous following, and they will cause the truth to be reviled. They will cause the truth to be called hate. They will cause the truth to be hated. And then St. Paul tells us later on, a time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but following their own desires and insatiable curiosity, they'll accumulate teachers and will stop listening to the truth and will be diverted to myths. So both the teachers and their following will be numerous. And in preference for the truth, people will follow myths, things that make no sense but nonetheless tickle their ears, that nonetheless please their senses. But our Lord tells us, excuse me, our Lord tells us that by their fruits we will know them. And again, the rest of Scripture comes to our assistance to help us identify these fruits. What kind of fruits are we looking for? St. Paul, in the letter to the Galatians, compares the fruits of the Spirit to the fruits of the flesh, in order to correctly discern where something and someone is coming from. You look for the fruits that he produces, either the fruits of the Spirit or the fruits of the flesh. And the fruits or the works of the flesh that St. Paul lists are obvious, he says: immorality, impurity, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Make no mistake, God is not mocked, for a person will reap only what he sows. You'll pick the fruit that you plant, because the one who sows for his flesh will reap corruption from the flesh. So at this point, we can say that anyone in the church who teaches, who produces himself the works of the flesh and teaches others to do so, is a false prophet, a ravenous wolf, perhaps dressed in sheep's clothing, but a wolf nonetheless. Anyone who teaches the children of God, for example, to indulge in licentiousness and impurity and immorality, anyone who teaches that sometimes it's God's will for two people who are not married to be together, that sometimes God wants people to commit adultery, that sometimes God wants people to engage in sexual activity before marriage or outside of marriage, Anyone who teaches that God creates people, positively places within them disordered sexual inclinations and desires. Anyone who says that contraception can be a valid and licit object of discernment. Anyone who says that is teaching the works of the flesh, and his teaching is not of the spirit, it is of the flesh. And it'll reap the fruits of the flesh, which is corruption and death. Anyone who teaches the children of God that their God positively wills many religions, not just one, not just the true one, but that God positively wants many different contradictory religions to exist, and all of them are equal, and all of them are good, and all of them can be embraced, and all of them can be chosen, is teaching us false doctrines that come from the flesh and lead to the flesh and produce the fruits of the flesh. Anyone who sows divisions in the church, who undermines the church, who appoints unworthy men to positions in the church because they are his friends and they promote his agenda, anyone who does favors in exchange for favors, anyone who covers up for somebody else because he's his friend, anyone who ordains unworthy candidates, rejects worthy ones, anyone who divides and tears at the fabric of the mystical body of Christ is a false shepherd, a ravenous wolf. Moved by the spirit, or rather moved by the flesh, producing fruits of the flesh, and who will reap the fruits of the flesh, which is corruption and death. These false prophets will be numerous inside the church. They'll enjoy a broad following, and they will cause the truth to be reviled. They will appear innocent, and they will make the truth look guilty. So let us be on our guards. Let us beware of anyone who brings forth the fruits of corruption, the fruits of the flesh, and teaches others to do so. By their fruits we shall know where they are from and where their doctrine and their example will lead all those who follow them. Praise be Jesus and Mary.